1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 600 dead so far, and nearly half a million could be displaced in continued fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Beirut.
As the two warring sides ramp up their attacks, hundreds of thousands of families now internally displaced in just 3 days. One family telling us they traveled for nearly 20 hours to get to safety. Two parents and their five children, their youngest, baby Mohammed, just 8 months old.
The UN General Assembly continues meeting in New York. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the body later today. Tropical storm Helene is intensifying as it plows up through the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to make landfall along the Big Bend coast of Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. Former President Trump is in North Carolina campaigning today. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to deliver what her campaign says is a major speech on the economy in battleground Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The World Dairy Expo said no thank you to a visit from former President Donald Trump. His team is reportedly considering a stop in Dane County. We reported yesterday former Governor Tommy Thompson wants him to come to Madison and Milwaukee, calling the liberal strongholds the belly of the beast. The Dane County GOP chair confirmed the World Dairy Expo was the potential spot, but the World Dairy Expo said no thanks. The communications manager said in an email to the Isthmus that they humbly declined out of wanting to remain nonpartisan. The expo is October 1st through 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Meanwhile, the Harris Walz team is staging an event here in Madison on Friday. The headliner this time, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's part of the campaign's Reproductive Freedom Bus Tour. Joining her will be Kate Cox, a woman who was denied abortion care in Texas and had to go to another state. All we know so far is that it'll be Friday night in downtown Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74 this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I am your protector. I want to be your protector. As president, I have to be your protector. Yeah. I hope you don't make too much of it. I hope the fake news doesn't go, oh, he wants to be their protector. Well, I am. As president, I have to be your protector. I will make you safe at the border, on the sidewalks of your now violent cities, in the suburbs where you are under migrant criminal siege, and with our military protecting you from foreign enemies, of which we have many today because of the incompetent leadership that we have.
The rapist is our protector, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Grab-Him by the... See, is our...
He's adjudicated rapist.
He's an adjudicated rapist. Correct. He's not a criminal rapist. He's an adjudicated...
Please, can I hear more from my dear leader?
You will no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared.
Oh?
You will no longer be in danger. You're not going to be in danger any longer.
Uh-huh.
You will no longer have anxiety from all of the problems our country has today.
Wow.
You will be protected, and I will be your protector.
Ew.
Women. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free.
Finally. I just think I'm going
to
burst.
We played some of it yesterday, but I just had to have it all just on. I just suck it in, ladies.
I tried
Chris,
to heal you.
Is it creepy? What is there something beyond weird and creepy now? It's not misogyny. It's literally infantilizing women.
It is.
It is. So creepy.
Yeah, I alone can protect you. That's very, very.
It is like a timeshare salesman rapist that gets you into the timeshare so that he can rape you.
Right.
Allegedly.
It's Idiocracy. I'm the only one that can save you now.
I am human Prozac. You will be happy. Really? He said none of us will ever be depressed or anxious ever again?
That's what fascist dictators do.
Exactly.
They say, I alone can protect you.
Exactly.
Rude Pundit is right. He said it sounds like he's talking through a locked door where he has a pregnant woman locked, like in the basement.
Yep.
I'm your protector. I'm your protector. That's why you're locked in here. Okay. I texted Jody yesterday. I'm just like, I saw that because I saw the whole thing on TV, just all the hair on my neck.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was trying to shield you from this young lady.
Because he's panicking about the gender gap, and it's that. Holy
crap.
That's
not how it works.
That is just. Creepiest. Is there one woman that's like,
in the audience.
My heart belongs to daddy. Oh, this is fantastic.
Well, Kellyanne Conway doesn't have a husband anymore, so she needs
protection
from him.
At least I have a husband.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
At least
what's that line
I do.
From?
From airplane.
From airplane.
From airplane.
Yeah.
At least I have a husband.
At least
I've never been so scared in my life. At least I have a husband.
At least I have a husband.
Yes.
Travis used to do that to me because he has a husband and I don't.
I do.
Okay. Well, shut up, Jody. God. Swinging your husband around.
You want to marry me?
Yeah, fine.
At least I'll have a wife.
Look, everybody loved her. Air quotes. Every time we introduce each other, hi, this is my husband. This is my Marcus Bachman. Everybody loved her. I posted our picture.
Yes.
Of us in Durham. And Tanji said, I miss the fake hate between you two. Oh, no, no. It's not fake.
No, it's not.
Depending on how many
hours. There are times where it's really real.
Oh, depending on how many hours we've been together, it is really real. Sometimes it's fake. Just for the show. But, okay. Oh, hey, speaking of the show, just added future Senator Adam Schiff on the Big L.A. show along with Martin Sheen and Mark Hamill. Oh, my God, it's so exciting.
Get tickets. Get tickets now.
I will get tickets
now. It's going to sell out.
Yeah. We are always working on surprises, but that's, just saying.
And there's a special deal for a fan hotel right near the Orpheum Theater in downtown Los Angeles. That information is at sexyliberal.com as well.
Yes. Fantastic.
Why, thank you, Mr. Lavoie. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. I understand some people, we have to have a family discussion. Some people are not happy about the whole Biden thing. But we are family. He's going to be our fantastic new senator.
Yes.
And so we will have those, as Frangel always says. We will have the family barbecue discussion.
He will on stage.
Yes.
Sexy liberal.
Yes, there you go.
He will be our smooth jazz senator.
Oh, my God. Can I just, some of you stick up the butt liberals? So I posted what I thought was hilarious video of me running into Dennis Prager at LAX.
I thought it was adorable.
I thought it was great.
He was like, he's all sport. I'm blocking you. I'm never listening again.
He was a co-worker of ours.
He was a good sport about it, too.
Yes. Listen, we can talk to people we don't agree with.
Right.
Jesus, people. Oh. They're like, he's awful. He's evil. I'm blocking. I'm really blocking.
Canoodling with the enemy.
Okay, because here's what's happened. You know, I've told the story many times about how we debated with Kamala Harris, and I debated Dennis Prager on Larry King about gay adoption and kicked his ass back in 19-aught something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of hilarious that I ran into him in the airport on the way to Durham. So I had to do that video, and he admitted that we kicked his ass.
Yeah. I thought he was a sport in that video about it.
Yeah.
Because you told him, you reminded him of that, and he was like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, exactly. So. And then I reminded him that before I was out, he had me on his radio show and asked if I was a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And I asked, are you my alternative? And he...
I'm sure he loved that.
Yes, he did. He said, my niece is gay. And I was like, oh, is she single? He said, no.
He was great in the halls of KBC. He was
our co-worker. Yeah. He was nice to us.
Right.
I have to say, I don't know what these people actually believe or not, but right? Like Larry Elder used to give us all his sound bites. He's also awful ideologically.
I think
because my executive producer at the time had enormous yabos. I think that's why he was nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how he'd be to you, Jody.
My yabos aren't that big.
No. Hers were 36 triple D.
They were large.
So he just gave me whatever I wanted.
I'm a 32B.
Yeah. I saw them without.
That's not going to work.
No. I saw them without clothing on them.
Huh?
Oh.
Did you?
That looks.
Well, she used to lift her shirt and.
I thought you meant Jody.
No, not you. No.
Not yet. No. He hasn't seen that yet. No. There's still time.
It's early. It is Man Meat Wednesday.
It is.
Okay. Can I just say, just because we had to play that. There's actually a whole creepy pervy stack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have, this is old J.D. Vance audio. They're all so weird and so creepy. This was where he called people who don't have children sociopathic, psychotic, and deranged. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, sorry. This is, do I need porn music for this? I don't know. So this creepy Johnny McEntee was Trump's body man or something
like that.
But isn't he one of the ones that had a domestic assault? We'll Google it. I can't. It's hard to keep the wife beaters and the, I don't know, people that paid for their mistresses' abortions apart in the Trump administration.
Right.
But he's the 34-year-old top Trump aide.
Mm-hmm.
That he was the co-founder of the right-wing dating app. That right-wing dating app. Is that people who date their cousins.com? I can't remember. Tea Party Harmony? I don't remember.
People who date their guns?
Sue Dayton Date? I can't remember which one was his. He reportedly reached out to two teenage girls via social media and proceeded to push conversations in directions that made them... Yeah, I think I need the creepy music again.
in directions that made them extremely uncomfortable, invited them both, one repeatedly, to visit him in Los Angeles. He was using the business Instagram. Oh, The Right Stuff. That's the name dating, right-wing dating app.
How'd that go? Is that still in business?
I don't know. He first reached out to one of the women, offered her a free branded hoodie.
Ew.
Oh, would you do it for a hoodie, Steph?
No, I don't even like hoodies. I mean, maybe a nice V-neck with, the three-quarter sleeves. But
You like a baseball shirt.
Yeah, a nice baseball shirt, maybe. Yeah. Are teenagers doing it for hoodies now?
I don't know.
As the two continued to converse, he eventually invited her to visit him in L.A. and wouldn't take no for an answer at first. In one message he sent, he's trying to entice her to L.A. McEntee tells her, "I think you're liberal," but then adds, "As long as you'll be fun, I don't care." She's a teenager.
Good God.
Another woman.
Is that implying that liberals aren't fun?
Apparently.
Right? We're way fun.
They don't have a comedy tour.
See?
Another woman said McEntee reached out to her and it was apparently even more forward. It was very sexual from day one, she says. He kept making comments about my age and how hot it would be to sleep with someone who was my age.
Ew! Just think of it.
Ew, so weird! And that's so weird and so creepy.
And that's rapey.
Yes, and also rapey. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, speaking of which, should we go back to Donald wooing women?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The fake news keeps saying women don't like me.
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
No, we hate you.
I think, you know why they like... They like to have strong borders. They like to have safety. Nothing personal. I think they like me.
No.
But I make this statement.
No.
Thank you. I love you, too.
No.
I love you, too. Thank you.
No.
But I think they like me because I represent something that's very important. I make this statement to the great women of our country.
How do you make I love you sound rapey? Oh, my God. Right? Don't you think that's the last thing probably Ivanka heard? Or Ivana?
Or Ivanka. We don't know.
I love you, but you've always been so clumsy.
Allegedly. Could have been an accident, or was it?
Murder.
See, I always let you guys have the fun and say it.
I love you. I've always loved you. I'm going to bury you on my favorite hole in the golf course.
You did the one. Did she fall on a bag of hammers?
She did fall on a bag of hammers.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Oh, we didn't need much time.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. One more creepy Donald. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Chad.
Women are poorer than they were 4 years ago.
No, we're
much
not.
Much poorer. Are less healthy than they were four
we're
years
not.
Ago, are less safe on the streets than
sales
they were
technique.
4 years ago, are paying much higher prices for groceries and everything else
sakes.
Than they were
no.
4 years ago,
no.
are more stressed and depressed
because of you!
And unhappy
exactly.
than they were 4 years ago,
I mean, it gets better.
And are less optimistic and confident in the future than they were 4 years ago. I believe that. I will fix all of that and fast and at long last this nation and national nightmare will end. It will end. We've got to end this national
Yes, we do.
He
this national orange nightmare will be ended on November 5th. Yes, Jody, I'm sorry.
He ended with nightmare. He didn't even say nightmare at the very end. He went nightmare.
He is the stuff that women's nightmares are
yes,
made of.
Yes, he is.
I would like to see polling, Chris. I think his numbers just went down with women.
Okay.
Women in mass are like, yak!
But he got applause lines
like
from
Like Angela Merkel getting a
Jody
massage.
Jody can explain it. It's women's gak response
yeah.
that just makes you gak.
Yeah, like Angela Merkel getting a neck massage.
Yeah, gak.
You saw that look on her face.
I love you, Anna. Don't wear your beehive hairdo of cushion your fall. I love you.
Okay.
I can't even touch my face right now because I'm in so much pain and it's hot and itchy. And
you got a procedure.
Yes, you had a skin procedure.
Show us your face.
For skin cancer to make sure that.
Yeah.
And I texted her yesterday. Speaking of creepy, I was like, "Just stay alive. No matter what occurs, I will find you."
I know she was.
Go
very...
get your procedure.
She was very bright.
Concerned that you
crashers.
Would die?
You were very Isla Fisher.
She was concerned that you would die.
Yeah.
And
then nobody would run cameras.
Exactly.
And
that's mostly it.
And,
yeah.
You know, where would the sound bites come from?
Right,
you
right,
know.
Right. They don't, you know, come out of thin air. He doesn't come out over there.
I occasionally do.
All right.
Yes, you do. Okay. Hey, we have extra man me today. Bob Creamer, who is the lovely and talented Jan Schakowsky's husband, who has a new book out. He's a powerhouse. He was backstage with us at Chicago Sexy Liberal in the original meet. Pop Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Alzaraki, all the regular Wednesday meet.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Eat it. Get it. 20 minutes after the hour.
Eat it.
Hmm? 20 minutes.
It's a man meet Wednesday. It's a buffet. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick.
Yep.
I am not. I say no fooling around. I do it every single morning. It helps me on the road. It helps me on my bicycle, on my hikes. It's a little girl weight day. I threw you off because it's, you know, this is cattywampus week because I had Monday off. So it's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Yeah. I'm going to lift weights that aren't even pink. Regular. Big girl size. Look at it.
You
I'm
should
doing
hear
it now.
The noises she makes when she tries to lift something that's not pink.
Yes, he should have headphones on, but he doesn't. But I'm out there. It sounds like I'm having fun, but I'm not. I'm like, nah, yeah.
That's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah, something like that.
Ashwagandha!
I yell ashwagandha because that's in my morning kit.
It is, yes.
Oh, ashwagandha. Okay, also probiotics, prebiotics, and everything good that helps your, you know, your energy, your overall well-being. It's good for your gut health. I mean, get it. Strawberry lemonade flavor. I love it. I drink it every single day. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year. shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Night Fever.
It was under attack earlier.
How is Jody Hamilton going to hold this up on camera and think that I am not going to say Nice Beaver? To which you're supposed to say...
Thank you.
I just had it stuffed.
Okay. The entire audience in Portland knew to do that because they are the Beaver State. Audience Louise, why must you work so blue? Okay.
Clyde was attacking it a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, he
likes Beaver.
He's straight. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. John in Atlanta. Hello,
seems
John.
Kind of rapey.
That's when we play Trump sound bites. That's how he gets.
Okay, got it.
John in Atlanta, hello.
Hello, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment on Trump's Jim Jones-like speech from the pavilion about women's health.
Yes.
Or if they're healthier now than they were 4 years ago.
Yes, he's and human. He's human Prozac.
Yes, I think they are unhealthy because... what he and his cronies have done with Roe, really put them in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, was it Vivek Ramaswamy like arguing with someone on CNN about, oh, Kamala Harris lied about women bleeding out in parking lots, and it was Casey Hunt is like, well, there's the two women in Georgia that were, I mean,
they died,
and that's just the latest that we've heard about it. What are you you're calling all these women liars? All these families that have, you know, lost love, women that have been told to go back to the parking lot, right?
Yep.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Mark in Wisconsin. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, I heard Trump saying that, and the vibe I got was Chester the Molester, the old cartoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drawn by a guy who actually was a molester.
Yeah.
That it is just a jaw-dropping that he's saying this stuff, because the vibe I got is just so creepy that, and I'm a man, for God's sake.
I know, but it's just any man that loves a woman, and I assume there's a bunch of you, right? Wife, mom, sister, daughter, something.
Nieces.
I can't imagine anyone is just not so creeped out by that. Did he really think this was going to get women? It's so insulting. It's patricending. It's both patronizing and condescending and infantilizing.
At the same time.
How do we combine all those?
Patron fantasizing.
Right.
There
exactly my point.
Very well done.
Thank you. Yes, nicely done.
I'm a wordsmith.
All right. Oh, let me take one more. Sarah in Texas. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Good morning, my goddess. This is my hunka man.
Hi.
Okay. I've just finished throwing up in my mouth.
Yes.
And I would like to put in a request for my protector to be John Malkovich. And, I mean, if you want to throw in Nicolas Cage as, like, my protector and rescuer, you go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Con Air.
Oh, Con Air. Okay.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
You never seen that?
I was going to go with, he's fine. Our Jack Reacher equalizer something. Like, he's going to do, like, that doughy pant load's going to do anything to predict anyone.
You watch Jack Reacher?
Yeah, I did. The movies or the...
He's a hot man.
The Tom Cruise.
Oh, the movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not the other one.
Speaking of superheroes, Bob Seska.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped a bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Deputies are still searching for a missing Dane County man they say is at risk of a medical emergency. Timothy James Campbell was last seen leaving his group home in the town of Roxbury Saturday night. Deputies say he left on foot and he has a history of walking to the Sauk City and Lodi areas. In an update from authorities, they say he has a traumatic brain injury and doesn't have his medication with him, which prevents seizures. He's white with gray hair and a short goatee. He has blue eyes and stands at about 5'8". If you think you see him, call the Dane County Sheriff's Office. And UW-Madison's ranking has slipped slightly in the annual list from U.S. News & World Report. It's now ranked the 39th best in America among public and private universities. Last year, it was 35th. Of all its programs, engineering ranked the highest. Other colleges in Wisconsin that made the list include Marquette, Edgewood College, UW-Milwaukee, Concordia, and UW-Oshkosh. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74 this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel. We've got some legal questions.
And a new feature, Busted Pencils, every Thursday on the program.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
.samhsa.gov.
I've seen people who become more attached to their communities, to their families, to their country, because they have children. So I would say that we should care about declining fertility, not just because it's bad for our economy, but because we think babies are good. And we think babies are good because we're not sociopaths.
Whatever, Jethro Dolph.
Okay. No, please. You haven't alienated every last person with a vagina. Hang on.
There's just these basic cadences of life that I think are really powerful and really, really valuable when you have kids in your life. Mm-hmm. And the fact that so many people, especially in America's leadership class, just don't have that in their lives, you know, I worry that it makes people more sociopathic and ultimately our whole country a little bit less less mentally stable. And, of course, you talk about going on Twitter. Final point I'll make is you go on Twitter and almost always the people who are most deranged and most psychotic are people who don't have kids at home.
No.
All right. Okay. Wow. All right. All right. The last person with a vagina to leave the building, hit the lights, Sonia, your way out.
Kellyanne Conway is sociopathic and she has kids.
Right. Thank you. Ask her daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I need a real man. Look at. He can't even contain his manhood. It's sprouting out of his face. Look at him.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from
Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
What's going on, Paul Bunyan? I'd like to roll your log.
What?
Stephanie Louise Miller.
If Bob Seska could get any hunkier, what is going on? You can't contain your manhood. It is, right? It just, was that just from this morning, that beard?
Yeah, this is me wishing it was November already. This is, you know, you're not supposed to shave in November.
Yeah.
This is me going, God, I almost said the word I shouldn't say.
Don't.
But you know what? I wish it were. I wish this were, you know, November 5th, because I want this to be over soon.
Me too. God, I just want you to get an axe and a blue ox, and I just want to, okay. Listen, I'm not the only lesbian that Bob Seska has this effect on. Okay, hi, Bob.
Kimberly Johnson.
What? His girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Who was on Monday, remember?
Why do you have to be such a buzzkill?
She was on the
show
on Monday.
It only took Kimberly 2 weeks to notice. It only took her 2 weeks to notice. Like, it was like, I saw my mom the other day, and I drove home, and I walked in the door, and Kimberly goes, all right, you didn't shave. I said, no, I didn't. I'm so glad you finally noticed.
I thought I dropped a Brillo pad in the bed. Oh, that's you. Okay.
Bob, I just had to hear it in its total. How could Donald Trump get any creepier and rapier? And just, oh, my God, this whole,
you know, obviously there's already a huge gender gap for Kamala Harris, but because Jody and I are just like, oh my God, what woman wants to be infantilized like that? Right?
Right. Oh yeah. Well, first there's JD Vance, who seems so obsessed with babies. You think he might have a clown suit hidden in his crawl space. You know what I mean? Just maybe check out JD Vance's crawl space for a clown suit.
We love babies. And then Donald Trump, wasn't he? We love the babies. We want all the babies. We love babies. We want the babies. Oh my God.
But then there's this ridiculous. Yeah, but then there's Donald Trump, who's just gets creepier and creepier and creepier every time he steps in front of a microphone. And Jody and I on the Thursday show always joke about how Donald Trump at any second is just going to start making wild promises. And here he is making wild promises to people.
Oh, my God.
Next thing he's going to do is he's going to promise. We do joke about this all the time. He's going to promise jetpacks made of beef.
Yes.
And he's going to suddenly, everyone's going to get a jetpack made of beef. It's going to be the greatest thing. They're going to be the fastest jetpacks made of beef. They're going to be delicious. They're going to be utterly the greatest beef.
I am Jack Reacher meets Equalizer with a jetpack made of beef. And your human Prozac, ladies. You're never going to be anxious or sad ever again.
Blah.
Just go to the Sharper Image store and pick up your jetpack made of beef.
Yeah. Exactly.
Brookstone.
The perviest, rapiest timeshare salesman ever.
It's so creepy. So pervy and creepy.
I just wanted to see how the locks work here in the timeshare. You couldn't get out even if you wanted to. Okay.
It's like they decided to go with Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. They go with his campaign strategy. If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true. Women.
I guess we should enjoy the desperation, but oh my God. And I know we talk about the Poly Coaster, but of course there's another good one today.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob, it's hard to, I know, it's such a fine line, isn't it? The don't get happy, I don't want to see one balloon, Bob Seska rule.
Yeah.
But, you know, this latest one shows her up by 6 and then up by 7. There's a registered and then likely voters, you know, and that's, but
incredible.
Then I'm like, there's part of me going, oh my God, Hillary was up by 7 before the election. I mean, so, you know, and then it's like, the New York Times, I don't know why, I don't trust anything. So I feel like that poll might be an outlier, and that's why, like, Simon Rosenberg says, just throw that in the
pile, you know, it's because, you know, I think we overreact to everything. That one showed that him ahead in the swing states, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the New York Times poll is absolutely laughable, especially the most recent one that showed Donald Trump gaining 10 points in Arizona from before the debate until after the debate.
Right.
There is no way Donald Trump, with that debate right smack in the middle between the two polling periods, there's no way Donald Trump gained 10 points as a consequence of that debate in Arizona. So that's a big red flag for the New York Times poll. But the other thing that sometimes concerns me, and by sometimes I mean all the time, is we get all these amazing polls, and then the New York Times poll drops, or Rasmussen drops, and then suddenly all the aggregators like 538 and RCP and all the DDHQ, suddenly they drag their polling averages way down because of these two pollsters. So you get, you know, a dozen really strong ones, and then you get a couple of duds that are clearly outliers, like the most recent New York Times Siena poll, and it pulls down the whole thing. And it's just, it's curious. I mean, I think there is going to be, after this election, a reckoning when it comes to pollsters and their efficacy. I think there's a lot of pollsters right now who are desperately concerned about their jobs and their relevance in these times, because I think this election is going to prove so many of them to be wrong. I mean, maybe deliberately so. You know, I'm looking in the direction of Nate Silver and Polymarket.
Yeah.
But that's a whole separate thing. But well, yeah, it's really discouraging.
Well, and some, you know, as I think has been pointed out, Bob, some of them are, you know, the red wave pollsters that predicted the red wave. And, you know, some of them, I think, have an agenda in that, you know, Trump wants to be able to go, oh, see how it was rigged. I was obviously winning. You know, they're trying to skew the averages, you know. But anyway, by the way, you Aaron Rupart retweeted, reporter, I've spoken with some economists about your tariff proposals, and they say they don't see how it won't make items cost more. Trump, I don't need Congress, but they'll approve it. I have the right to impose them myself if they don't. And you just said sweaty Donald confused economists and members of Congress, once again proving he doesn't know anything about any subject.
He doesn't. It's the signature centerpiece of his entire, you know, would-be second-term economic plan. And he doesn't know what it is. He has no idea what tariffs are. And if he does, he's lying to his people. So it's probably just a combination of the two things. Like, he doesn't know. He's not quite sure. It's like we were talking before about the tiny Tic Tacs and how he didn't understand that the little Tic Tacs emphasized shrinkflation. He couldn't make that point.
Right. They make them smaller on purpose. They're the mini version. Right.
That's right. But he doesn't understand that tariffs are paid by U.S.-based importers, by companies like Costco and Walmart and Target. When they import products from overseas, they, if there's a tariff on those products, they have to pay that tax. And then what they do is, because they don't want to pay the tax, they pass along that cost to consumers. So if Donald Trump raises prices on foreign goods coming into the United States, it's going to cost consumers way more. If you're going into this election and you think that Donald Trump is going to magically reduce prices back to 2018 and 2019, you're lying to yourself and you're believing Donald Trump's BS.
Yeah.
Tariffs are not. Prices are not going to deflate to that level, to that period of time. That would signal a massive economic calamity. And so we have to be realistic about these things and vote accordingly. This is like a lot of people going around, undecided voters, thinking, hey, you know what? I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I'm concerned about prices. Yeah, good luck, because Donald Trump is going to significantly increase prices with something he has no idea how to actually define.
And Bob, you retweeted Bruce Bartlett, who said exactly what, you know, to your point. Anyone who supports Trump is an imbecile, but those who support him because they think he's a great businessman are especially stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I just on cue today, Trump's Truth Social media company has lost nearly 75% of its value in recent months. As investors hedge their bets on his presidential campaign, stock prices tumbled. Trump media stock has had a terrible run, according to one analyst. Investors' fears that Trump's chances at winning are diminishing, as well as concerns that he may soon sell shares. Of course he's going to sell his shares and leave everybody holding the bag like he's done his entire life. This is yet another failed business. I'm sorry, in a totally unrelated story, Twitter has now lost 90% of its value since Elon Musk bought it. Almost $40 billion gone. And these are the two business geniuses that we think are going to, you know, make the price of eggs better, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the things I've been screaming about on my show for a while now, which is killing this zombie myth that somehow Republicans are better at the economy. This is just no way. The numbers don't prove it out. History doesn't prove it out. And certainly Donald Trump is the worst of the worst. I mean, 34 criminal counts of business fraud. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's not allowed to run his own family business because of a separate case of business fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do the list. It's a mile long. Because of his bankruptcies, he had to be put on an allowance like a child. His social media, the one thing that he's supposed to be really good at, which is screaming nonsense into social media, he can't even do that. He can't even run a copycat of Twitter. Make no mistake, Truth Central is a direct copy of Twitter, and he can't even make that work. Right. It is colossal failure.
We were joking during the break about J.D. Vance saying the eggs are $4, and he's standing in front of the sign where it says $2.99, and also he's holding like the 11 billion of them pack, and I'm like, oh, is that you feed your kids that many eggs because they're going to need like a bypass by the time they're nine, you know?
Right.
I think
J.D. Vance's CPU has got some sort of computer virus, and that made him glitch out on the price of eggs that day. Because he's a robot. He's an android.
I mean, barely
able to replicate human emotion.
This campaign is almost, it's just too, it's getting too ridiculous to even cover, isn't it, Bob? You keep, you just retweet things he said. Trump claims while he was president, foreign countries wouldn't fight each other without his permission. I mean, I hope it is a dwindling number of people to believe this obvious liar. You said, Aaron Rupert tweeted, Trump attacks legal Haitian migrants in Springfield, prompting send them back chants from his fans in Pennsylvania. And David Corn, you retweeted, said this is a fascistic move reminiscent of Orwell's 2 minutes of hate, and the GOP is just fine with it. Deplorable. Yeah. I mentioned it, Bob, is another moment that made the hair on my neck stand up. These send them back chants that just were like, ugh. Nazi-esque.
Well, he also said at his Pennsylvania rally, Indiana, Pennsylvania, he talked about how if you criticize the Supreme Court, you should be sent to prison.
Yes.
Straight up. There's no qualifier, no setup, no context. Just, well, if you criticize these Supreme Court justices, you should go to prison. This is what he said. And yet there are people who are like, I'm leaning toward Donald Trump because Kamala Harris hasn't clearly defined the difference or her policy on reapportionment versus redistricting. You know, this is the kind of nonsense that cable news and the New York Times op-ed pages are giving us. They're giving us this, they're giving undecided voters the idea that they can vote for Donald Trump because of some minor nitpicky thing where in the grand scheme, in this fight, this existential fight for democracy, they are prioritizing, you know, whether Kamala Harris has made a statement about this policy or that policy.
And by the
way, are you serious?
She wants to debate again, and 64% of Americans want to see Harris and Trump debate again, according to a Quinnipiac poll just released yesterday. I mean, it's so clear he's terrified of her and knows he got his ass kicked because I don't know who's buying that it's too late to have a debate when he had the last two in October at exactly the same time, right?
Right. And see, that's one of the many, many things that we lose in the fire hose of news is that Donald Trump is the most deluded human being on the planet. He is like every Christopher Guest movie character combined into one. He is so delusional. He believes that he's going to solve all these problems, give everyone jetpacks made of beef. And he also said that because of the debate, because he won the debate,
why would he want
a rematch? He did so well in the first one. You know, winners don't ever ask for a rematch. It's always the losers who want a rematch. This is how he's deluded himself into thinking that he has won.
He's so Black Knight. Come back, you coward. It's only a flesh wound.
That's
exactly right. He might be going to Broadway. Just think of Waiting for Guffman.
There you go.
So I buy all my wife's pantsuits.
Yes, so you have them. Mm.
Just finally on the polling, you retweeted Greg Sargent, who said, to those freaking out about the New York Times poll, its finding of Trump plus two in North Carolina is in sync with polling averages showing a tie there. Guess what? That's actually bad news for Trump since he absolutely must win there. Arizona, Georgia news is a downer, but overall these polls aren't grounds for panic. And you said, and all this was
Before the Mark Robinson implosion. Come on, people. The numbers overall actually look quite good for Dems. There is zero sense in spiraling every time New York Times Sienna says boo. Take the numbers seriously, yes, but that means throwing them in with the averages, which is what I think we were saying Simon Rosenberg says. I'm going to go with Christopher Boozy, who says Harris is going to win North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
Yes. I strongly encourage you to take a look at Christopher Boozy's map. It's optimistic, but I think it's grounded in reality. I think it's grounded. He's talked to people literally on the ground who are, you know, in precincts at that level and acquiring his forecast based on that. So, but yeah, I mean, I really agree with Greg's point that he made in those tweets. But at the same time, I'm at that stage in the election and following Donald Trump and everything, going, how could he possibly be still polling this well?
Yeah.
Even though Kamala Harris is winning, and I'm confident in that, but at the same time, it's like, how many, I mean, talk about deluded people, the people who are supporting Donald Trump in spite of all the things. I mean, the insurrection alone should have disqualified him at the outset, never could show his face again in the American public or in American pop culture or especially American politics because of that alone.
Well,
and yet here he is.
I mean,
such
a
signal of a problem that we have here.
Yeah, and I'm with you. Like, what else do we need? But, I mean, Jack Smith's filing, you know, is apparently this mini trial that we might be able to see before the election. Oh, Jody Hamilton's crossing her fingers. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know. Exactly. You're like, what else does he need to say? It's just like some mass psychological experiment and what you would have to do to lose an election in America. Right.
We just have lost sight of what our priorities are in terms of character, values, things that are important when it comes to electing a chief executive, especially in extraordinarily difficult times when Russia has invaded Ukraine. And we know that Donald Trump is going to just give Ukraine to Vladimir Putin as a housewarming gift. I don't know what. But then he's going to allow Putin to invade other European nations after that. I mean, it's going to be a disaster. And we've deluded ourselves into thinking, well, that's okay because bacon is $3 and because Kamala Harris didn't define what her policy is on, you know, third fiscal year continuing resolution, you know, policy. It's just ridiculousness happening now. And I wish cable news would stop it. I wish CNN would stop doing this and treat this election as the existential crisis that it actually is.
Thank you.
With 3-5 points between democracy and fascism.
Yep. You know what you could do, Bob?
That.
You know what you could do for America? You can offer your picture as a side-by-side with J.D. Vance, what men should look like with facial hair and what men should not look like with facial hair.
Well,
talking bearded clam, J.D. Vance.
Bob has a strong jawline.
Yes.
J.D. Vance does not.
Yeah, Jethro Dull does not.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, we love you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
And we mean that
love
in a clean and a dirty way. Okay. Bob Seska Show.
I'm going to go comb my beard.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Sexy Liberal. Sexyliberal.com. Get his podcast. Get tickets.
Yes.
Wee. 52 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The OG Sexy Liberal company. I mean, I'm just saying.
They give out money left and right to liberal causes.
Are you the type of person that likes to make good choices when you shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made, how it impacts the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? Well, there is a phone company for you. Credo Mobile. What are you doing? You don't have to make hinky choices. It is you get the nation's largest, most reliable network. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and much more. An easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. They donate to all of these fantastic progressive nonprofits. Switching so easy. Bring your phone, bring your number. Come on, let's go saving. CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. That's credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
What Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Here to save America,
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop, Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, a simply splendid city.
This Saturday at the Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix, join Stephanie Miller.
Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Fugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama, ooh.
Plus, special panel guests Allison Gill, CeCe Goldwater, and U.S. House candidate Katrina Schaffner. VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show this Saturday at the Arizona Financial Theater in Phoenix.
Phoenix can't really be that hot, can it?
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public, in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It funked your brother.
It did. It indeed funked my brother. What? Okay. Where was I? Oh, Ellie Henry said, I just bought my ticket for Kansas City. I'll be the short redhead in the middle orchestra. See you soon. Hang on, I'm writing that down.
All right. Redhead, middle we'll say orchestra. Hi.
Okay. Phoenix, you're up first this Saturday, this then Saturday. Kansas City, and then L.A., the big one, right before the election, November 2nd. SexyLiberal.com. Bob Creamer, Jan Schakowsky's fantastic husband, Malcolm Nance, Carlos El Rocky, all coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.